6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
Oh my goodness, everything you just heard was a lie. It is not 9:04, I am not Campbell's Soup, etc., etc. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm pouring some tea right now. And I'm spilling a little bit of tea right now. That's okay. We'll just wipe it up here a little bit. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? Drinking the Longjing again. Oh, I can't get enough of this Longjing. It's so great. And what is this? I think I'm on the third infusion here. Wow. Oh, it's so good. Seriously, I can't get enough of this tea at all. Yeah. Anyway, I just checked my email a few minutes ago, like 5 minutes ago. I'm waiting for an email from my friend Brian, because 2 days ago, he sent me an email. And that email said, "Hey, I got a bunch of flags. Do you like flags?" I got a bunch of old flags from my dad. Apparently his dad had some old flags and blah, blah, blah. So he says, "Are you free this weekend? Come over and look at flags and play pool." I said, "Yes, I love flags and I love to play pool. I am free after about 4 p.m. local time. When do you want me there?" And I haven't heard back from him yet, which is typical. He doesn't respond really quickly to emails. I'm not sure if he really understands how fast email works. And you don't have to wait a few days for a response. You just need to check back in a couple of minutes. But that's not what we're here today. That's not what we're here for today. Oh, God, I can't speak English. Let's just get out of the car. All right, how windy is it out here? Well, didn't seem like it was all that bad. But we are in the valley. Where are we? Well, today we're at Heflinger Park, which used to be a landfill. And now it's, nobody knows exactly what it is or what it's supposed to be. There's some dog parks here, and there's a BMX park here. And the dog park and the BMX track used to be softball fields. But we're not out here for BMX or softball. I guess we're out here for the wind. How am I going to do this? This might work if I hold my jacket out. I'm on my own wind block today. Okay, so it's a nice day. It's about, 15 degrees. That's about 60 for all my American listeners. And I am at the park. The park that used to be a landfill. Walking under some massive high power lines. And strangely enough, as soon as I'm under them, I'm going to be able to look all the way back. These same high power lines are the same ones that we walk under when we're at the secret mushroom grounds. This is a big power corridor. And I'm looking all the way back. Look at all those power lines. So anyway, what am I doing? I'm walking towards the creek. I am in the Papio Valley. Heron Haven is right across the street, right across West Maple Road. Oh, bingo, got one. And what am I doing? They're going to have to roll this again. I'm in the cricket fields. And I'm out in the cricket fields looking for cricket balls. Because I thought that maybe we shouldn't be looking for golf balls all the time. So as I bend down and pick this one up, has it been hit by a lawnmower? No, but it is cracking with weather and age. And it's a real cricket ball. A hard ball. And I feel like I'm winning. Add that one to my collection. All right, so yeah, as I said, this park used to be a landfill, and it's almost useless, this land. Because it was a landfill and they didn't do it right, they somehow screwed it up. How do you screw up a landfill? I have no idea, but they did. And as the land settled, it settled very unevenly. Like you wouldn't believe. So bad that, yeah, it ruined. In just a few years, all the softball fields were ruined because, you know, they started looking like rolling, undulating golf courses. All this land was trash. Nobody was doing with anything with it until the cricket club came along. And they started spending money. They had these fields rolled, made them nice and flat. And I'm looking over here behind the batting cages to see if there's any balls in this grass. One of these batting cages is ruined. Oh, now we've got wind. I cannot block the wind. Which way is the damn wind blowing from? And it's not even that bad. It's just, I've got nothing to block it with. So I'm walking around with a microphone in my coat, trying to, you know what? I don't know if this is gonna fly. I don't know if this is gonna work out that well. What did I just step on? Oh, ha. I thought I felt something round. Yes, I did step on a cricket ball, but this one's been here for a long time. It's just layers of cork and string delaminating as I kick it around on the ground. All right, so I guess that counts as finding another cricket ball, but it's not like we can pick that one up and take it home. Yeah, so these fields are starting to get uneven. They're starting to roll again. They're starting to get lumpy. And the birds are chirping. I'm walking around the perimeter of the pitch. And there's little flags marking it. Looking around, find some cricket balls. And I'm not seeing much of anything. I'm happy we found one. It's kind of early in the cricket season. So, you know, I wasn't sure if there'd be a lot of stuff out here. But I'm looking. But speaking of sports seasons, oh, guess what? Guess what started up last weekend for me? Australian rules football. Oh, what did I see last week? The Melbourne Derby, North Melbourne versus Melbourne. That was a pretty good game. And I watched Fremantle against somebody, not Adelaide. There was another game. I'll probably get some more games this weekend. Maybe even tonight. Do they have them on Thursdays? What am I thinking of? I don't know. What's that over there? Oh, and I hear some froggies. I'm walking down sort of the back stretch of the field, so to speak, and I'm walking up to this little ravine. It's not really much of a ravine, but it is sort of a little drainage thing that lets water go down to the creek. And there's reeds. There's cattails. And in these cattails are frogs. I can hear them. They're frogging it up. It's frog party time. Frog party. Listen to them. It's a little frog swamp in the middle of the cricket fields. Actually, there's a field on this end and a field on the other side of it. And there's a ball or something in there. What's in there? Oh, I think it's a tennis ball. It's green. I bet this gets real mosquito-y. Yeah, I can hear frogs jumping around, but I don't see them. Here comes the wind. Here comes the wind. Oh, here we go. I see something. So we got to cross through this little ravine to get to the other cricket field. And right here on the bank, here's another cricket ball. It's a soft cricket ball. Imagine a tennis ball, but about a centimeter smaller in diameter. And imagine that it's really, really hard, like solid, not just a tennis ball that's hollow, a solid one. And then color it red. And that's what a soft cricket ball looks like. And what's out there by the pitch? Is that a rock? Is that a rabbit? Is that a marmot? What the hell is that? Is it a paper bag that's all scrunched up? Okay, now we gotta go over there and figure out what the hell that is. Right, so if you haven't figured it out, this park, Heflinger Park, is basically across the street from Herrenhaven. Oh, here's a ball up here. What is it? It's a red softie. Oh, they're really not that soft. They're very hard. All right, so I put another cricket ball in my pocket. And this mysterious thing up here by the pitch appears to be somebody's baseball cap. Okay. Don't need a baseball cap. No, not at all. This is an interesting part of town. You know, it's all floodplain. So there's not much out here except parks. We got Heflinger Park, we've got the Tranquility Park complex. Of course, we've got Herrenhaven, and then we have Mulhall's Nursery. I'm walking along the pitch, which they have carpeted. It's a concrete slab that they then put carpet over to simulate dirt. And there's little rectangles where you drive the wickets into the ground. And now I'm back onto the dirt. I'm on the dirt. Dirt, 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 dirt. Coming to the end of this cricket field. And there's another creek down here. There's a little creek that feeds down into the patio. And I want to check all this area looking for cricket balls. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, let's get up here. I can't really see down into it. I've always wanted to check some of these areas for mushrooms. Up there might be good. There's a lot of good sumac right here. Starting to flower up. Oh, there's a lot of sumac down there too. Alright, which way do I want to go? Which way do I want to go? Do I want to go that way? Oh, yeah, what the hell. Let's go down here and take a look. You never know where you might find a cricket ball. And with the ground undulating the way it does, you can't see all the spots where there could be cricket balls hiding. Which is annoying to me. And I'm getting that wind in my face again. Which way am I facing? I am facing west. We got wind from the west. You know what? I don't want to go west. I'm looking around here. Now that I'm over this little defilade, I don't see any... Excuse me, defilade. Defilade. I don't see any balls over here, so... I'm going to go back around the other side. Defilade and defilade. I'm one of those people... It's a little bit weird. A little bit. I'm 1,000% weird. Maybe even 9,000% weird. I better sit down and do the math on that. So, regardless, there are words in my vocabulary that I learned in other languages before I learned them in English. Defilade is one of them. I learned that, you know, as the phrase, en défilade. We've come up with some of the other ones. What were some other ones? Fenestr has always been one of them. There's lots of words I know that I've never heard anyone speak. There's lots of English words that I know that I've never heard anyone say out loud. And so I don't know how to pronounce them. There's a bunch of words like that. Let's see. One of the first ones I remember is debride. I didn't know how to pronounce that properly. Then there's the question of those islands off the top of Scotland. I believe those are the Hebrides, not the Hebrides or the Hebrides. Although I kind of like Hebrides. Notice that debride and Hebrides are similar, and Hebrides are very similar. I was thinking of this the other day. What were some other ones that I was thinking about? Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. And I'm not finding any more cricket balls. I'm looking. I'm sort of between the fields and the parking lot right now. And, boy, the cricket club has really, really dressed this place up. You know, these are their stands. There's some bleachers. There's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's half a dozen sets of bleachers. And there's these little metal pavilions that cover some of the bleachers. It's all very nice. Back when this started off, we were just sitting under the power lines. Sitting in the rough grass and weeds on this terrible rolling terrain. What is this thing over here? Oh, looks like somebody has lost a water bottle. And I want cricket balls, not water bottles. I don't need any water bottles. Walking around on the cricket fields today. I was hoping it was going to rain. I thought it was going to rain overnight. It really didn't. So, we're not getting any mushroom growth. The dirt that I'm walking on right now is pretty much bone dry. But there is water standing in this little... depression that leads to the frog swamp. Frog swamp and the cricket fields. Wait, do I see something red down there? I do. Is that a cricket ball or is that a piece of trash or a candy wrapper or something? It is something else. It is a surveyor's flag. Seems to me like I have found cricket balls in this little area a lot before too. There is standing water. I bet this becomes a mosquito nightmare. Ugh. Gotta get some Altacid out here. Oh, I almost spoke too soon. Right here by this next body of water. Kablooey! It's a cricket ball. Again, not hit by a lawnmower, but cracked with weathered age. And it's a hard ball. A real cricket ball. Yeah! Put that one in my pocket. This is becoming problematic. Because now my pants are heavy. And when my pants are heavy, gravity takes over and likes to pull my pants down. Wait, I think I see something red in the grass up here. I'm walking away from the parking lot. I'm walking back towards the frog swamp. And it's all worth it. How did we not see this? I guess we were way over there. Got another one. We got another cricket ball. Not hit by a lawnmower, but it's all cracked and dried out. Okay. Put that in my pocket. And, yeah, this is getting difficult. And in this muddy spot, here's another cricket ball. But it is... Do I want it? Do I want it? No, it's wet, it's muddy. Let's take it out of the mud, at least. Put it over there. It's a real cricket ball, but that one's in the worst shape ever. We'll let it sit out. Maybe the next time we come by here, that'll be all dried out. And we can pick it up and go with it. All right, I'm turning around. This is getting ridiculous. My pants are having difficulty staying up. I've got my safety carabiners on my pants and everything. This is getting stupid. This is getting stupid. Imagine trying to walk around with 5 baseballs in your pocket. Or more accurately, imagine trying to walk around with 2 baseballs and 3 softballs in your pockets. Like maybe you have some cargo pants. Some Bermuda cargo. Oh, God damn it. Here's another one up here. I'm kind of cutting across the cricket field to get back to my car. But as I do it, here's a ball on the ground right here. This one has been hit by a lawnmower. It's old and cracked and weathered, but it's got some lawnmower damage. Sweet. Kaboom. Into the pockets we go. Okay, now imagine you're walking around in a park. And you've got, I've lost count, what? 4 softballs in your pocket and 2 baseballs? Now imagine your pants can barely stay up. And you're having some difficulty walking. You are now imagining my life as it evolves right now. Good Lord, what? Yeah, this is... You know, I should have brought a bag or something. I didn't think we'd be finding this many cricket balls today. Yeah, okay, so now I have one hand holding my microphone. Another hand holding my pants up by the belt loops. Oh my God, yeah. Checking for my car keys. I need to make sure that my car keys aren't in a pocket with the cricket balls. Otherwise, I'm not going to get my keys out of my pocket. Oh my God. It's time to go home and wrap this up. Wait, grab the thing. Plug it in. And play some music as I drive home for 2 minutes. There we go. beautiful thing. Everybody loves The Clash, and if you don't love The Clash, there might be something wrong with you. Consult your physician. As soon as I got back here in the house, I took all of the cricket balls out of my pocket and I put them on the floor. And the first thing the cat did was jump up and have to come over and see what's going on. And now here she is. Hi, Peppa. Hi. Do you like all those cricket balls? Yes, they're very nice. So, with today's score of many, many cricket balls, we have pretty much doubled our cricket ball collection. It's not even funny. I have a total of like 6 or 7 hard balls. I'm not even going to try to count them. 4 or 5 of the soft balls. And what am I even doing with the soft ones? And they're not even soft. Like I said, imagine a solid rubber tennis ball. They're hard as rocks. Well, I do have some neighbors with dogs, and these would make good dog balls. So maybe I'll go out at night, like some kind of secret dog Santa Claus, and maybe I'll just walk around and throw these balls into the backyards where dogs are known to prowl. Should I do that? Would that be nice for dogs? Of course it would be, because you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC and comes up with weird ideas like secret dog Santa Claus in the middle of the night and let's go find cricket balls and other wacky stuff like that. So tune in tomorrow, 1930. It'll be a good one, but now I gotta go. Bye, bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.